Hello, friend. Welcome back. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Coming Home, where I get to share tips and tricks on becoming, softer, kinder, calmer in your life. Today's episode, I'm going to share about stress, of course, and a little bit about food sensitivities. And we're in the holiday season, right? This is the season of stress. So I shared a while ago about the stress, during COVID. I think there's been an increase of 60% of stress in most humans on the planet right now. And there was another study, recent poll, that just came out that during the holiday season, 50% of people think that their stress response has gone up. So think about that for a minute. Think about that. We were already at an increase of, let's just say, we increased our stress. If you're in remote learning like I am, 50%. And now it's the holiday time, that's another 50%. So I'm at like 75% capacity of my stress. If I didn't have a practice and do the work I do, I would be absolutely crazy. So everyone on the planet right now is walking around with a high amount of stress in their body. And when this happens, there are all kinds of immune responses happening. Okay. And stress increases these responses. So let's talk about, why does this matter to you? What's the big deal? Who cares, Lane? Well, when we have this prolonged stress, we increase our cortisol precursors, the CRH, which increases gut permeability. Now you're thinking, oh God, she's getting into the gut. Well, when we increase that gut permeability, it actually alters the gut immune system. And then the gut immune system becomes hyperactive. Okay. And when it becomes hyperactive, it can also slow down the movement of the small intestines. Then we get this like bacterial overgrowth and a lot of gas. You know what I'm talking about? So a lot of people also will call this a leaky gut. I just call it gut impermeability. I did a video about this. And I imagine like I clasp my hands, right? I lock my fingertips and then I open them. I pull them back. And so the gut lining is supposed to be nice and tight. And so when we get stressed, and if we have a genetic variation with stress, that gut permeability is going to start to alter because of the immune system being hyperactive. And so just imagine, if your fingers, if you take your fingers and you clasp them and then you start to open them, right? Just, you see, like there's, I want you to do this right now so you can understand. If you take your hands and clasp them, okay, nice and tight, nothing is going to get through there, right? If you open it up and you see the palms of your hands, and then you start to pull apart, and you can start to see a gap between your fingers, right? So that is where the gut permeability is. And that is when little pieces of, stuff, food, bacteria, bugs, start to move into the body, and your body starts to go, wait a minute, what is this? And then there's this huge response, and this is where infections occur, and you get an increase of activity in this area. You have bacterial overgrowth, right? And then your body starts to misdiagnose like what is good, what is bad. Okay. And so when that happens, your genes are like, wait a minute, wait. If they are already a little sluggish or there's a variant, let's keep it the terms that are related to genetics. If there is a genetic variant, you're going to have some issues. So we want to make sure that during the time of the holidays, we want to be mindful of what we're eating. I know that's really hard, I know, it's really hard. We want, because people are sending boxes of chocolates and candy canes, and Starbucks has those mint lattes and the pumpkin, blah, 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 and the, you know, right? All of those things lead to more stress in the gut. And when you have stress in the gut, you're not going to be sleeping at night, okay? And so when we look at the genes, and if you have a genetic variation, and there's a couple of genes, and I don't want to get specific, but I do, but I'm not going to for this. But when you have a genetic variation, you could be, you could have higher stress as a result of putting that latte into your mouth, right? You could have more gut permeability. You could have start to have brain fog, right? So during the season right now, during this, you know, 2-week session between now and New Year's, I want you to be kind to yourself. Sit still, meditate, be mindful, breathe, right? Make sure you grab my meditations, because that is going to down-regulate any of those genetic variations. Now, if you want to, we could also pull your DNA and look for very specific food sensitivities and stress sensitivity genes. And then we could get into some really good conversations. But for today's episode, I just want you to be mindful of what you're putting in your mouth, right? Because I know that you want to sleep better. I know that you don't want to have increased inflammation. I know that you want to have a great mood. I know that you don't want to be yelling at anybody. I know that you don't want to be like upset when you're standing in line at the post office, right? So again, what you put in your mouth, what you drink really matters right now, because it's going to go right down to your gut. And if you have any genetic variations, that gut is going to react, and then you're going to start feeling sluggish and more stressed. And remember, we're already stress and stress, right? We're at that with COVID 60% and now another 50% with the holiday. So I hope this was helpful for you. Just be mindful. You know, you can just mindfully eat, mindfully drink, choose carrot sticks, choose celery, choose green plants, choose things that are going to be gentle on the stomach, gentle on your genes. What do you think of that? Pretty easy, right? So if you're interested in all this information and you want to go deeper, book a session with me. We can pull your file. I know that there are many, 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 you know, people are talking about like, oh, go on a special diet. But really, you know, health is individual. You are a unique flower, my friend, and your genes have all the answers. So I hope this was helpful. You can share it with a friend. You can leave a review, and I will see you in the next episode. May you find something bright, something light, and something so delicious to fill you up today. I hope this was helpful. Until next time, take good care. Bye for now.